This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. And we got a caller calling in. This is Dan from Ohio. Dan, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, man.
Hey, Tim. How you doing? Great show. Hey, I don't know if this is a stretch, but it feels like what we have is, you know, a lot of these people, they practice out of the Zohar, which is Baal, Moloch, and Asherah worship. And really, it looks like what you're seeing from this Farai guy or whatever his name was is basically what they want to do is bring us back to Genesis chapter 7 and destroy God's creation and you know, completely pollute our DNA.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't buy the argument of Genesis chapter 6 that angels and humans are mating. I don't buy that. You read the context. And in the creation, the way God set it up, everything, whether it's animals, whether it's plants, or whether it's human beings, whether it's mankind, they produce after their own kind. They're not producing, you know, something that's not them. So I don't buy that. But I do agree with you that they are trying to mess with people's DNA, and they're trying to utilize their own intelligent design, which has been perverted. You know, they use electronics. They use a lot of the quantum physics and things of that nature to develop all these things, which, you know, could be used for good, but they're wicked men and they're wanting to use them for evil. And of course, they're trying to destroy people with it. So I do agree with you. That's what they're trying to do. Our responsibility is to preach the truth to people, to call them away from the lies that they're being told about those things, and to, you know, as it were, bring war on those things, to bring all those thoughts captive unto Christ, not leave them out there for wicked men to you know, propagate out there to other people.
Oh, I agree. And that's, I was just kind of pointing that out. Really, what they're trying to bring back is an old world order, not really their new world order.
But, yeah, I've often thought that too.
And when you look at what this guy said and you show that to people, that's just some crazy fringe guy, but this guy is in line with people who are in power, like you know, like Schwab and Gates, and yep. Not that Gates has power, but he has influence, and yeah, he's bought his way into you know, basically influencing everybody.
Well, that's exactly right.
And,
he has.
And another thing, just one other thing, I don't know if you saw, did you see that new book that just came out about Trump? It's called Trump the Christ.
No. But I'm not surprised.
It basically compares Trump to Jesus Christ, and I couldn't believe it. But I'll send you a link to it. But Hey, great show, and God bless you, and hey, thanks for all you do, man.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. We appreciate you calling in. Good to hear from you, man. There goes okay. Dan, and I'll look for that. Send me that link. I'll take a look at it. I'm not surprised, though. Guys, I've read to you where Donald Trump retweeted some guy saying he's like the second coming of God. He's the king of Israel. He said him with his own lips, he's the chosen one looking up into heaven. Just, oh my goodness. And professed Christians think he's a Christian. They think he's a Christian. What do you say? Let's get to this. Daniel chapter 3. All right, so I set you up with Daniel chapter 2. I'm going to try to go through this really quick to make the point because I want to hit just a couple of other topics to show you it's not just one guy. Okay? So you remember Nebuchadnezzar, in his dream, he was the what? The head of gold, right? And he falls down and he worships Daniel. And he talks about Daniel's God and this, that, and the other. And he exalts Daniel, exalts his friends. And then the very next thing we read is Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold. I don't want to just be the head. I don't want somebody else to take over for me. I want to be all in all. I want to be everlasting. I want my king to be everlasting. So I'm not going to make the head of gold and make the image like I saw in my dream. I'm going to make it all of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. And he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar, by the way, I think we have what they used to have a coin with Saddam Hussein and Nebuchadnezzar's head on there. He wanted to rebuild Babylon, too. He was offering a fortune for somebody to come up with how they did the hanging gardens there and stuff. And Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together into the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, to take the shot, or you're not going to be able to buy or sell." That's what it would be if it were today. You will bow before the almighty syringe full of whatever kind of stuff we stuck in there. But that's not what he said. He said, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the fire, burning fiery furnace." See, there's going to be a punishment for you if you don't get in line and do what we tell you to do. "Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people and the nations and the language fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews." That's the three guys, Daniel's buddies, because Daniel isn't in this. I don't know where Daniel is, but he's not here. And his three buddies are there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They spake unto the king, Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship, they shall be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. But there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Now you would think Nebuchadnezzar would get a clue, right? You would think he'd get a clue from what happened previously, right? Didn't he just say that Daniel, and he knew these guys came with Daniel, that he was the God of kings, and you would think he'd get a clue that he's fixing to mess with the wrong boys. And I'm telling you, this is a message to every man who thinks they're God. Like the guy we played at the first, or any of these other guys we've made mention of. This is a message to you. When you mess with God's people, you are messing with the wrong people. You're messing with the wrong people. I'm telling you right now, you're not going to like the outcome when Daddy steps in. You're not going to like it. All right? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Got another break coming up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No, I don't need the puke bucket. I get angry when I... Does that not make you angry? That somebody would take... You know, Dan called in, and I was saying during the break here, this book, President Donald J. Trump, the Son of Man, the Christ, I mean, this rivals the stuff that Barack Hussein Obama Satoru Sabarka was, you know, they were putting him up like he was crucified with a crown of thorns and stuff. It makes me angry. This guy is trying to make Trump out to be the Christ. Or another one, the Son of Man. Well, dummy, go read the scriptures. They're very clear as to who the Son of Man is. It is Jesus the Christ. There's not two of them. There's one. Ugh. He's got two whole ratings. I kind of wonder. I have to see it. Okay. He's got two ratings. Both of them are one star. I don't see that anybody bought the book. That's a good thing, actually, that nobody buys such trash. But, oh my goodness, it's crazy. Anyway, okay, back to Daniel chapter 3. This is fairly, it's a lot shorter than the chapter we read before. So let's finish with this. All right, so the tattletales have come on, and they said, oh, King, don't you remember what you just said a little while ago? And these guys over here that we don't like because they've been raised up, okay, we're going to tattle on them. I got that thing from, what was it, VeggieTales or whatever. Oh, no, what you gonna do? The king likes Daniel more than me, right? That's what they're doing. They're jealous. They're envious of what's happened. And they come in, and they're tattling on him. And Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said to them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods? He didn't learn a thing from chapter 2, did he? Not one thing. Why are you not serving my gods? You don't worship my golden image, which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, that at what time, and I don't know why the repetition is here, but there's music that's going on. If ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you will not worship it, Or if you, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? You know, I can just see when I'm kind of lifting her hand going, it's the same one who gave you the dream and interpretation of the dream through Daniel. It's the same God. Did you lose your mind somewhere between chapter 2 and 3? Yes, he did. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego answered and said to the king, I love it. I love what they have to say. O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, if it's his will that we go through the fiery furnace and we burn, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. We're not going to take your mark, buddy. We're not going to submit to the unlawful laws of a tyrant. That's what it is to take the mark, guys. If you hadn't figured it out yet, go back in the Old Testament and look, Deuteronomy 6, in your hand, in your forehead, that's to be the commands of God, not the commands of tyrants. Especially those who are at war with God, like Nebuchadnezzar here, and every tyrant is. If it be so, our God, whom we will serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand. If he won't, we're not going to bow down to your idol. We're just not going to do it. And Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed. Means he's got all, he did this. He made a face, right? The form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He was willing to offer them mercy. Hey, maybe you guys didn't hear the music. Okay? Maybe you missed a cue. Maybe you didn't get the instructions at the first. I'm going to give you a second shot. Now he's ticked off. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. Now what's that going to do? Is that going to prolong pain and suffering, or is that going to be a quick death? Which one would you rather have? Right? Yeah, I could be really graphic with a comparison there, but which one would you rather have? A quick death or one where you got to sit there and suffer in it? So we commended the most mighty men that there were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, what's interesting here is the guys taking them up to throw them in the furnace are consumed by the heat that's going on, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are not. So who throws them in the furnace? It's almost like they knew God was looking out for them. They'd see the guys die. Oh, we'll just jump in here. I don't know. It says they fell in. All right? But that's interesting to me. It slays the guys who are taking them up, and they still end up going into the flame. So it slew those men, and in verse 23 it says, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men down in the midst of the fire? And they answered and said to the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four of them. I see four men loose, not bound, walking in the midst of the fire. They were having church in the midst of the fire with the Son of God. And he says, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God, or in some translations, it's the Son of the Gods, which I tend to think is probably more his perspective that's going on. So he goes down and he says this. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God. Here he is doing his thing again, doing his spiel, his fake believing, his false belief, because he believes it because he sees something, but not because his heart's changed. And there's a lot of people who claim they're Christian who they felt bad about something. They had worldly sorrow, but they didn't have the godly sorrow that brings about repentance. And this is what he does. And he's sitting here doing this. And he says, come forth and come hither. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed. You ever had, started the grill up and it kind of come back and burnt the hairs off your hands or your eyebrows or something like that? They didn't even have that go on. They went in the midst of the fiery furnace. It says, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel, delivered his servants, and trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses be made a dunghill again, because there's no God that can deliver after this sort. And the king promoted them once again in the province of Babylon. Now, here's the thing. And the next one, we're going to see he's strolling through his place in chapter 4. We're not going to read that, but he's strolling through in chapter 4, and he's talking about all the things that he's done. See, Nebuchadnezzar was not a believer at this time. He believed what he saw and then forgot about it. He forgot what was going on and he went back to being his old wicked self. Look at what I've done. Look at the kingdom I've created. And at that time, what happened? God struck him, literally struck him. Talk about going out of his mind. He's out there like an animal for 7 years eating grass. Meanwhile, God preserves his kingdom because he's going to give it back to him at the end. And when Nebuchadnezzar comes to himself, that's what the scripture says. And we'll probably start off the next section reading that passage because I don't have the... oh, man, where did I go? I went to another thing. I thought I was going to the next chapter. We're going to read that. And what I want you to take notice of is a real conversion. What a real conversion looks like. Even a tyrant. What a tyrant looks like when he's converted. Okay, so when we come back after the break here, because we're up against that here in just a couple of seconds, I want to read that, and I want to just get to the end because I've already given you all of it, so I don't have to read the chapter. And then I want to hit a couple more passages. We're going to talk about that, and then we're going to apply it to today. Okay, I think that it applies to today, not only to the guy we played in the video, but to other people in power today. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French President Emmanuel Macron was on the phone with their Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for more than an hour, urging an immediate ceasefire. But a French official says Putin did not show a willingness to end the war. Scholz and Macron echoed a statement from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who said negotiations must begin with the suspension of hostilities. Zelensky, during a briefing, said negotiating teams had now started discussing concrete topics as opposed to trading ultimatums. He said about 1,300 Ukrainian troops have been killed since Russia invaded his country. He also said the conflict meant that some small Ukrainian towns no longer exist. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that practically banned abortions in the Lone Star State. The Dow finished its fifth straight week with losses, losing more than 200 points Friday. This is USA Radio News. Children trying to enter the United States will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the change late Friday. It said that expulsion of unaccompanied non-citizen children is not warranted to protect public health. The change comes ahead of a court order that would have allowed the Biden administration to expel unaccompanied minors seeking asylum under Title 42. That policy was introduced in March of 2020 during the early days of the pandemic. A police officer in Ohio has been cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the shooting of a teenager. 16-year-old Makia Bryant was shot and killed by Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon as she swung a knife at a young woman. Police were responding to a 911 call made from the foster home that Bryant stayed at. It was a report about a group of girls threatening to stab other household members. The killing has led to a Justice Department review of the Columbus Police Department. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. I want to read you something. This is from a great preacher from a long time ago, Charles Simeon. If you guys are not familiar with Charles Simeon, a friend of mine didn't like Calvinists, didn't like Reformed people and stuff like that. And so he was getting rid of a lot of books out of his library. He gave me the whole commentary series. I was glad. This was from his sermons. He makes a comment here from what we just read in Daniel 3. Listen to what he says. What a mercy it is to have God for our God. If once we possess this blessing, we need never fear what either man, what either men nor devils can do against us. If we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, we need not be concerned about it. For our God will come and walk with us in the fire and make the wrath of our enemies the occasions of richer communications of his love. He has said, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. If our afflictions for his sake abound, our consolations through him shall much more abound. And in due season he will bring us forth out of the furnace purified as gold. But oh, what a furnace awaits our impenitent persecutors. Who can conceive what a lake that is which burneth with fire and brimstone, into which all the ungodly shall be cast, and what it will be to dwell with everlasting burnings? But for the faithful servants of Jehovah there is reserved, quote, an eternal weight of glory proportioned to the light and momentary afflictions, end quote, which they here endured. Fear not, then, any of you, to give yourselves up to God, or to encounter the wrath of man for his sake. For them that honor him, he will honor. Only be faithful unto death, and he will give you a crown of life. Charles Simeon, that's a great encouragement out of what we just read. Now, we're going to jump over here to Daniel chapter 4. We're going to hit a couple more passages here. We're going to try to wrap all this up and tie it up in the person of Christ, because that's ultimately who we're going to, right? We're not going to men, we're going to Christ. So here's what the end of chapter 4. Daniel has told Nebuchadnezzar, because Nebuchadnezzar is full of pride, and he's told him that he's going to be like a beast of the field. He's going to eat grass. He's, you know, it's crazy. The same hour was the thing fulfilled, we read. His body, he did eat grass as an oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird claws. I mean, he became animalistic. And then it says this, and at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted mine eyes up into heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High. See, now he's got his, okay, now he's got his eyes fixed and his worship directed to where it's supposed to be. Remember, first it was with Daniel. He's burning incense to him. He's worshiping him. And, you know, he kind of talks about the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but he's really not praising God. And he says, I bless the Most High, I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. It's going beyond me, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. I am nothing. I'm some dust put together. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand. You boys out there trying to seduce people into buying into your alien invasion and stuff because you want to attack God, you're at war with God and all this other stuff. Let me tell you something, guys. You are reputed as nothing. God's laughing at your vanities. His king is already installed on his holy hill of Zion. His name is Jesus the Christ. And Nebuchadnezzar recognizes this. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? And the same time my reason returned unto me. He had lost his mind. My reason returned unto me. He didn't just get that back. God gave it to him. See, God's in control of your mind too in that aspect. And if you want to be reprobate, he'll give you over to that stuff. Read Romans 1 and you'll see what comes out of you. And for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom. I mean, he's been out of commission for years. God preserved his kingdom. An excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Now, I want to ask you something. And I want to ask this for those of you who continue justifying the unjustifiable. Have you seen that kind of response from Donald Trump? Oh, he became a Christian after he got in office. Really? Did you? All I saw was this arrogance and pride that continued from when it was before. This is what I'm talking about a change. It's evident when somebody really has an encounter with the living God, when they're restored to their right mind, when they've been given the new birth, when they've been raised from death unto life, when they've been given the Spirit of God, there's something drastically different. Now, I'm not talking about every single person, because some people grow up and they've just always believed God and trusted Him. Not talking about that. I'm talking about when you've been an arrogant king, an emperor, all this kind of stuff, or you've been just a rebellious, wicked person, there is a change. It might not, it's not perfection, I get it, but there's a definite change in your demeanor and how you begin to speak and what your attitude is and what your desires are. That is real conversion. And only God can do it. Men cannot do it for you. You can't do it for yourself. We read that out of John chapter 1. It's not of the will of the flesh that does that. It is the Word of God going out and the Spirit of God impacting it on those for whom Christ died. Well, who's Christ died for? Well, I don't know. That's why we preach the gospel to everybody. Because I don't know who the elect are or who they aren't. And that way God gets the glory for everything. Okay? All right, so let me hit a couple of other little texts here. Over in Acts chapter 12, we read about Herod. Here's another guy who thought, you know, he's like God. And if you'll remember, he had Peter in prison. He had already killed James. And here's what he does. Verse 21 of Acts chapter 12. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. And Herod did what? Did he correct them? Say, no, guys, wait a minute. I'm just a guy here. I'm just a man. I'm not God. No, he let them go on. He took in the praise. He let them worship him. And immediately, it's kind of like what happened over in Daniel chapter 4, where the angel struck him immediately, Nebuchadnezzar, so that he was, you know, living that animal lifestyle out there for years. Immediately, the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not glory, gave God the glory. You know, God's not going to share his glory with another. Woe unto those who put their hands on God's glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Ah! See, there's always some good things on the side of when you witness the tyrants. Because the tyrants are going to cut their own throats. They really are. They're doing it now. Even though we should be the ones bringing justice against them. We really should. And what continues on after the tyrants are gone? The word of God grows and it multiplies. It grows. You know, one of the guys, church fathers in church history, had said it was the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Okay? This is how things go. Let me take you to another one. There were many tyrants in the time of Jesus. We know them as the Pharisees, largely. Okay? Some were Sadducees, but mostly there were the Pharisees that he endured. In Matthew chapter 21, here's what we see. Jesus, when he had come into the temple, this is verse 23 of chapter 21. When he came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, by what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said to them, I'll ask you one thing, which if you can tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he'll say unto us, well, then why didn't you believe in him? But if we say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, no, I'm not telling you either. Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. But wait, what think ye? And I'm going to rub against the break here, but I'm going to go ahead and start reading it, okay? Because this is very important of what they think, of how they perceive Jesus. The Pharisees, listen to me carefully. The Pharisees knew who Jesus was. They knew exactly who he was, and they wanted nothing to do with him. But here's what he said. What think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise, and he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whither of them twain did the will of his father? And they said unto him, the first. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him. And then he's going to tell another parable. Okay? And this is the one where you're going to see in the text itself, they knew who he's talking about, and they understood clearly who he was, and that he was talking about them. Hang on, final segment coming up here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You know, just making some comments in some of the chat. Yes, Daniel was delivered from the lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the burning fiery furnace, but there were many who weren't. You can read in Hebrews 11, there were many who perished, sawn asunder, given to animals. We can read about all kinds of terrible things that men did to other men who simply because they believed in Christ. And that's true. And if, I tell you, if you want to read a stirring story of the grace of God to go through that all the way to the end, look up a guy by the name of Thomas Hawkes, H-A-W-K-E-S, and he was to be burned at the stake, and he was going to relay to those who were his fellow brothers that it was bearable. And so as long as he held his hands up, he would say, you know, God's grace is sufficient in that, and he held them up until he died, that it was bearable. He could endure it. God had given him a special grace to endure that martyrdom. And he was communicating to them, he was telling them, God looks after his own. He does provide for us in that measure. And so, yeah, Thomas Hawkes, take a look at that, read that story. Back to Matthew 21, and then we're going to take one look at Isaiah and close out the show. Jesus gives a second parable after the one he just gave, and he says this. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about, and digged a wine press in it and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took his servants, and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. And again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they'll reverence my son. And when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. And when the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? And they said unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. And Jesus said unto them, did ye never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Did you catch that? He's taking it from them. He's going to give it to another nation that will bring forth the fruits. The new expanding Israel, full of Gentiles in it as well, right? And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, just like Nebuchadnezzar was broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind into powder, just like Herod was. And look at this. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. They perceived that he spake of them. Well, if they're perceiving that he spake of them, who are they perceiving as the heir that they're wanting to kill? Because in verse 46, when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet. We're talking about eyes wide open, you know what you're doing kind of stuff. These guys had seared their conscience at this point. They tried to stone him before, and Jesus makes this move through them. I don't know how he did it, but he got away from them. They had him at the edge of a cliff. Goes right through. They know what they're dealing with, and they don't want God to rule over them because they want to be just like our first father, Adam, and they want to be God. They want to make the rules that they can't even keep themselves. That's been Jesus' whole point about Matthew 23 when he's pronouncing the woe on the hypocrites there. All of that. Men naturally want to be their own tyrants, their own gods. That's what they want. You ever heard the people say, well, if there was really a God and he loved people, then he would stop all the bad things going on. Well, then he would kill you too, because you're doing a lot of bad things too. See, they want God to be a tyrant when they want him to be a tyrant. And other than that, they want him to leave them alone. This is why when we get these leaders, these representatives, these prime ministers, these presidents, whoever they are in power, they become a reflection of us oftentimes. They really do. We go over into the book of Isaiah, chapter 14. This will be the last text that we look at here. And here's what we read. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. The strangers shall be joined with them. They shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for the servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors, and it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord, in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest for thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke. He that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet, that break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved to thee, to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. And they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the earth? which didst weaken the nations. Remember, this is he's writing this about the king here. Now all of a sudden he goes back to the power behind the king and he says, for thou hast said in thine heart, I'll ascend into heaven, I'll exalt my throne above the stars of God, I'll sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. This is always the ruin of tyrants. They die just like we do. They will answer to the same God that we answer to. They think they're going to be their own gods, like the little guy I play at the first. Yuval Noah Harari. Yeah, I know he's a Zionist. I get it. They all think they're going to be their own gods. They're going to make the world in their own wicked image. They're going to try to put their mark on the people so that they enslave them for themselves, for their own lusts, for their own desires. That's their desire. That's their plan. They've already told us what their plan is. I mean, Klaus Schwab was saying we're going to have nothing and be happy. But there's a warning for them. You think all of that, yet you're going to be taken down. I told you, you're messing with the wrong people. You may kill some of us, but you're messing with the wrong people because you can't kill God. You can't kill my Father. And my Father sees what you're doing, and He knows the intentions of your heart, and He knows the wickedness that you're involved in. And listen, lest you repent, you're going to die in your sins, and you're going to wish that you'd done it right. At least that's the way man thinks, right? But we know from Jesus, when people go to hell, guess what they do? They just say, hey, can we get some water down here? It's a little hot. Our tongue's on fire. Have somebody serve us. Go back and tell our relatives not to come here, because we don't want them to come to this place. But they're not repentant. They're not repentant at all. They still want to be served. They still want to fulfill the desires they have. Friends, there's only one way to escape the very destiny that tyrants are headed towards, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Does God love me? Well, I don't know. If you're one that continues on in your rebellion, you're showing that you definitely hate God, that's for sure. The Bible says that for His people, He's demonstrated His love in this. What? That is, Jesus died for sinners while they were sinners. Not when they got everything cleaned up, but while they were sinners, He died for us. Are you one that desires mercy from God, really desires it? Has something in this spoken to you? If you desire mercy, you can have it. You can have it. But you're going to have to come to God on His terms. You're going to have to repent of your sin. You're going to have to submit your life to Him. Pick up your cross, die to yourself, follow Him. Do that and you'll have mercy. You will. You really will. And God says that He will do that for you. You guys have a great weekend, a great Lord's Day, and don't forget, get with the people of God, hear the Word of God. If you don't have somebody to get with, read the Word of God out loud. It's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. I'm telling you, right now it'll do that, and we'll talk to you Monday morning, 6 a.m., bright and early, Lord willing. See ya.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences, too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.